Yeah, I'll get it done in a month. It's fine. 12 pieces, no problem.
Welcome to Off the Easel. Today you are here with Sky Becker Yamakawa and Catherine Moore. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Sky.
Hi. So tell me, what have you been working on lately?
Right now we are gearing up. I know I've talked on the show before. My friend Leilani and I have a joint venture called Polka Dot Raven, and we were accepted into an art market that's opening in October. So we are in between gallery shows and all that fun stuff, illustration gigs, we're working on building a collection of artwork and prints and products and stuff for vending at shows. I'm currently working on a series of small paintings that are going into that. And it's all kind of horror themed. We're keeping it kind of whimsical and dark and fun. Right now, the first product line we're doing is based on some horror movie houses and then maybe the inhabitants of the horror movie house. So it's a lot of fun. We're getting to work on that. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. How about you?
That sounds like fun.
Oh, it is. It is. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. I am in the process of finishing up my public arts where I had to paint the utility boxes for the city of Sunnyvale.
Oh, right. They're so pretty, you guys. Seriously.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. Yeah. So I'm just finishing that up and I'm applying the touch-ups, and I had to apply this product called Vandal Guard. They had us put on our boxes to protect it from graffiti.
Oh, so if it like it gets graffiti, you can wipe it off without hurting the artwork. Is that what it's for?
In theory, they said it doesn't work 100%, but it does help. They gave us this product, or they didn't give us the product. They just told us to get it and we purchased it and I've applied it. Yeah. And it's a little scary because when I first apply it, it's like milky and streaky and like I'm touching it and it's dry to the touch, but then leave it alone. And then I come back like 24 or 48 hours and it's fine.
Oh,
it's
good.
Dry as clear.
You're like, oh no.
Yeah. So one of the things I got to learn on this project.
Yeah. Good. That's awesome.
So that's what I've been working on.
Yay.
Yeah. So, okay. We will be right back to talk about artists and galleries. Hello and welcome back. Today, we're going to talk about artists and galleries. What does that exactly mean? There are a few different things. What is the purpose of working with a gallery as an artist? What are the pros and cons of working with a gallery? And then how would an artist go about applying or finding, approaching a gallery? And then last, how would an artist go about having a solo show with a gallery?
I think times have changed and there might be people wondering, why do artists work with galleries anymore when they can just sell their stuff online?
Right. That's a really good point. First, so what is the purpose of an artist working with a gallery? According to Artsy, galleries have multiple roles, both visible and invisible, to incubate and support their artists, often by going above and beyond the normal work of putting on shows. They will help promote their artists, they will sell their work, and provide services such as financial management, book publishing, in order to help their artists focus more fully on the creating side. Yeah, that sounds pretty good from an artist's perspective.
As an artist myself, you know, I love working with galleries, particularly good galleries. I think we need to establish that there are really good galleries out there and they earn every bit of their commission. And then you have to be careful, which is why I know we've said on the show before and stressed to people, really research your gallery, because there are some real bad ones out there. And I'm not going to throw anyone under the bus, but there are bad galleries out there that have stolen artwork, don't pay their artists. Yeah, we'll hang it up on our wall and take your commission, but we're not going to do anything to promote you. You have to be careful for those. I love working with galleries because, like you said, it affords me the time to do nothing else but concentrate on doing the work. I don't have to worry about selling this online. I don't have to worry about calling people, getting people in to see my work. That's their job. They take care of doing all that. And I like it that way.
And that goes into the, if everything is on the up and up with a gallery, as you're saying, the pros is that a gallery will help sell your work so you can focus on the creating process. And galleries, in theory, they have a client list.
They definitely should have a client list. Yeah.
Which you might not have access to or even know who those clients are.
Right.
Which leads into them exposing potential buyers to your artwork.
Right. Especially if it's a reputable gallery and you know people go to shows and or people are frequenting there and they're well known, that can really expose your work to a lot more potential buyers than you might be able to get on your own. Maybe you have your own collector set, people already are collecting from you, but this may expose your work to people that may never have seen your work before. And you don't know who's going to resonate with your work until they're in front of it. It's just another avenue of selling your work.
Yep, I would agree. And another thing I found online was it says art collectors might give your artwork more value if it's shown in a gallery.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that. I can see that.
Yeah, I could definitely see that, especially if somebody's buying an artwork for more of a to show. And then they can say, I bought this at this gallery.
Right, exactly.
And also galleries, of course, help increase your publicity and obviously visibility. Some of the cons of working with a gallery, usually they take 50%. That's what I found to be the norm. I've heard some artists say some galleries take 90%. That's insane.
I know that there are some smaller galleries, especially if they're first starting out, or if they're an online only gallery, they may take 35 to 40%. You need to balance that. What is it they are doing for you? If they're only taking 35, 40%, does that mean they're not promoting your work? Does that mean you have to do the promotion? Does that mean you are required to bring people in? You have to kind of figure out if that's going to entail more work on your end if they take a smaller percentage. Sometimes it's not. I've had a gallery I worked with that did 35% because they just did online shows primarily. They just took a smaller percentage because they didn't have the overhead of a gallery space where they had to hang your work and all of that stuff.
Yeah, I would agree. 50% seems to be the maximum amount, but I've worked with a few galleries that only took 40%, 30%. So one of the cons might be if you work with a gallery and you're in a really big group show, they might not market your artwork.
Yeah, they're going to kind of pick and choose what they think is going to be a bigger draw. And you might be a lesser known artist, so in a big group show with a more known artist or a higher selling artist. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's actually really cool that you can go, hey, I was in the show with so-and-so and that's awesome. But that does mean on the gallery's end, you know, they got to make their cuts. They're going to push whoever they think is going to reach their particular client list.
I don't really think that's the gallery's fault, but it's something to be aware of if you're an artist, walk away going, well, I showed with them, but they never showed my work or marketed it. There are different factors that play into that. And then it's wonderful when they sell your artwork, but you might not know who bought your artwork, meaning you won't have that person in your client list.
Most of my original art gets sold through galleries. Every now and then I'll sell original art online, and so I'll know who it is. But most of my work's sold through a gallery, and I would say maybe 10% of those sales do I know who bought it. And that's just because the buyer told the gallery, yes, contact her, or it's okay if you give her my information, or the buyer has contacted me themselves to say, oh my gosh, I just purchased your painting from whatever gallery, and then I know who it is, which is really cool.
Had that a few times where people have found me on Instagram and then they've written a message to me saying, I just bought your painting and I love it. Wow, thank you.
I just actually was in touch with someone. I posted a new painting I was working on and she was like, oh my gosh, I had bought this painting. And I didn't know she had, but she's like, oh, I had bought this painting. I think it was 1 or 2 years ago or something. And she's like, and this would be a great companion piece for it. And I was like, are you interested? So she bought it and she's put a down payment on it. It's nice to have a relationship with your collector. It's really, really kind of cool.
So how does an artist go about working with a gallery? I think it's important that you research a gallery before you approach them. You want to make sure that maybe they show work, the same type of work that you do. If you do figurative and a gallery specializes in abstract art, probably not the right gallery.
Right. And then the other thing too, is I found when I was researching galleries during my career is also look at price points of the artists that's there. If you're just starting out, your price point's going to be a lot lower than people who have been doing this for 20, 30 years. You're probably not going to get into a gallery that they're selling $10,000, $20,000 paintings if your paintings are $500 to $1,000. That's just not meshing. Even if the stylistically it's the same, you have to work your way up into those higher end galleries. I think that's important too. And one way that I found that was really good when I was first starting out was look at the artists that I knew. This might be because I went to art school, so I knew a lot of artists that were doing this. I'm looking at, okay, these artists all graduated with me. We all kind of have a similar look or style or something, or, you know, subject matter. And I'm like, where are they going? Where are they showing? And that's how I kind of started inching into galleries that way.
Yeah, that's excellent advice. I'm the same way. Another thing to think about with galleries, what you're looking to show with one, is consider the location, because you probably will have to pay to mail your artwork to the gallery. And if you live in California and you're looking at a gallery in Australia, you might want to think about, do I want to pay to mail this to Australia?
Yeah. And it might not just be shipping there. If some galleries ask you to pay for shipping backs, you may have to pay twice if your work doesn't sell. Again, when I was first starting out, it was anything local. And I've worked with galleries in Portugal and Australia and Germany. And I got to the point where I'm just like, I can't pay these shipping fees. It's gotten really bad. I'm back down to only in the US, unless something it's really huge and I know it's going to really help my art career, I might consider it. So I'm not like, you know, taking it off the table altogether, but those shipping fees are a lot. And yes, you should add it into the cost of your work.
It is really nice if you can find galleries locally to show in, and you can actually go to the place, meet the owners, look at it, attend an opening, possibly meet some of the artists who show there. That's, of course, best practice.
Yeah, that's the best way to check out a gallery. And one thing I would caution young artists against is do not bring in your portfolio, website, whatever, just cold into a gallery at an opening and just start talking to the owners. Oh yeah, I do art too. Here's my stuff. They're busy. They don't need to do that. Every gallery that I work with and any reputable gallery will have submission guidelines on their website. Please follow those to the letter. They'll tell you exactly what they need from you, what they do, all that stuff. And I don't know any gallery owner that's real excited to get like a cold call from an artist going, here's my stuff.
Yeah. And a lot of galleries will even say on their website front page, do not show up in person showing us your portfolio. How does an artist go about applying for a solo show with a gallery?
So again, I think this goes back into reading their submission guidelines. Every gallery is different what they are looking for. Some galleries will say on there with their submission guidelines, we're taking submissions for group shows. Other ones will say we're taking submissions for solo shows. So it kind of depends on the gallery, what exactly they want for a proposal, but you will be sending in a proposal for a show, which usually things like that entails, what is the theme of your show? Give a brief description of, you know, what it is you're working on and what you're trying to convey with the show. Some artists already have a body of work and they're just trying to get it into a gallery. If you already have it, great. You don't have to do any more work. You're just trying to shop it to different galleries. If you don't, you want to let them know how long you anticipate it would take to create the artwork for the show. And don't sell yourself short. If you know how long it takes you to work on something, don't sit there and go, well, normally it would take me 10 months to do this, but I think I could get it done in 4. Don't do that. You want to tell them, you know, how many pieces you're anticipating. And I don't think it necessarily has to be exact. I've done proposals where I said 12 to 15, somewhere in that ballpark. And then also talk about if you have a size range. Some galleries might ask for how much wall space are they going to need? Because some galleries have different square footage, different wall space. So that's really what they need to know. You can't have like a little 10 by 10 wall if you're painting on these big 20 by 30 paintings and you have 10 of those. Or something. Include in your proposal what your size range looks like.
Great. So that concludes our discussion on artists and galleries. We will be right back with art news. Hello and welcome back. Today we have an art news story. It is titled Bob Ross Helps Banksy Stage a Prison Break.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Right. Okay. So yes, I found this article. I couldn't resist it. And what it said was, when a spray-painted mural appeared on the brick walls of a defunct Reading prison in England, many suspected that Banksy had done it. And indeed, a few days later, Banksy confirmed the work to be his in a video posted on Instagram, in which Sure to Go Down, an internet memes, lores, and video confession opens like the episode of a PBS, The Joy of Painting, where the iconic show's late star Bob Ross narrates the video in his trademark soothing style, seemingly to be instructing Banksy creating his mural in this defunct prison.
Oh my gosh. Is this on YouTube or something? Where can I find
it? Yeah, it must be on Instagram, maybe in Banksy's feed. I found the story in Art News online. Yeah, that sounds hysterical and crazy.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Right, right. We'll have to try to find the link and post it on the Instagram account for people to see it.
I must see it now. That is so funny.
It really is. Yes, I take it you didn't hear that story.
I didn't. I think it's fabulous. It's like, oh, anything with Bob Ross, I'm going to listen to it.
Banksy and Bob Ross, even better.
I know. Oh my gosh. That's so cool. Yeah. So you didn't see it?
I didn't see it. I read the story and I just saw the little picture. It just had like a picture of Bob Ross and then, you know, a Banksy, some sort of a Banksy graffiti, but it was just an example of his work. And I was just like, what?
We're going to become like internet lore now.
Okay. So where can we find you online, Catherine?
You can find me at tncanvas.com. That's spelled out TEANDCANVAS. You can go to my shop at shoptncanvas.com. And I'm online on social media, on Instagram and Facebook at TNCanvas.
Great. And I am at skiesart.com. It's SKYE, as well as Skies Art Shop, same as KYE. So there's an E at the end. And you can also find Off the East Hill podcast on Instagram. And please follow or like us wherever you listen to your podcasts. So as Banksy once said, the greatest crime in the world are not committed by people breaking the rules, but by people following the rules. That concludes our episode. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and happy creating.